Today is December 3rd, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Voters approve port bonds. The proposal to bond the voters of Grace Harbor County for $250,000 for further port development and the purchase of a channel dredge went through with a tremendous majority, according to all available returns last night, which were sufficient to indicate that the issue carried beyond question. Hoquiam gave the bonds 596, for and only 51 against. Aberdeen voted 1,551 for and 158 against. Montesano was the only community of any size to vote against the bonds. The returns there is 3 out of 5 precincts being 65 against to 34. Ilma, which had been expected to show somewhat the same attitude of mind, surprised and pleased the port supporters by voting 187 to and 68 in favor, not in favor of the bonds. Stearnsville, in the West End, sent in a report of 12 votes for the bonds and 12 for Port Commissioner Frank H. Lamb, and none against either the proposal or the candidate. Delacene Precinct, on the outskirts of Elma, came through with 6 votes for the bonds and none against. The Hoquiam vote was considered good among port supporters. The total vote cast here was 629, with a few scattering votes ruled out in various precincts because of improper balloting. Running unopposed in Hoquiam, Port Commissioner Frank H. Lamb rolled a total of 589. In other news, Bailey beats Hopkins in Aberdeen. Winning the mayoralty election by 383 votes, Mayor H.E. Bailey, primary election candidate opposed by Constable A.G. Hopkins, sticker candidate, will continue at the head of affairs of the City of Aberdeen for the ensuing year. Bailey polled 1,067 votes and Hopkins 684. Hopkins' strength came as a considerable of a surprise. City Treasurer Floyd Vaman with 1,423 votes, City Clerk Nellie Thrift with 1,392, and Police Judge Robert Taggart with 1,335 were unopposed. 6 councilmen nominated in the primary elections were unopposed and ran well in their respective wards. While the vote polled was light, Aberdeen voted overwhelmingly for the port bond issue with 1,552 votes for as opposed to 158 against. And finally, tables groaned Thanksgiving in logging camps. Though Thanksgiving Day in the woods was the same as other days so far as working was concerned, the camps generally made much of it gastronomically. Every camp in the county spread himself that day, and when a camp cook spreads himself these days, he puts down a layout that rivals anything in the best hotels. Among their menus that have come to the attention of the Washingtonian is the following, served at Bales Camp, west of Copalis Crossing. Fruit salad, roast turkey, dressing, cranberry sauce, sweet corn, string beans, celery, mashed potatoes and gravy, baked sweet potatoes, plum pudding, mince pie, lemon pie, layer cake, sponge cake, brown cookies, white cookies, ginger snaps, lady figures, donuts, oranges, apples, grapes, tea, coffee, milk, and chocolate. The dinner was prepared by Chef W. Sposky, addressed familiarly as Bill, and was served by Clara Anderson and Frida Avul. Among the guests were Mrs. Sposky and daughter Marion. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on December 3, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. Through December 31st, we're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 for you to enjoy the museum as well as shop our store, which is well stocked with locally relevant books for the reader on your Christmas list. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.